And gosh, we've come to the end of 5 weeks of Chasing the Sun. If you haven't watched it already, 5 episodes, the finale on Sunday. I did not know the South African Springboks won the 2023 World Cup. What a surprise. But that aside, what an amazing documentary series. I feel it was more of an allegory of the story of South Africa told through the mechanism of rugby. And if you needed any indication that that was the case, this was the fight, and with permission from SuperSport, I don't think they'd mind, but I'm going to play just the last bit of Rassie Rasmus that concludes Chasing the Sun 2, Episode 5. This is what he said.
When we sat there and everybody said how great it is and the cup was when we was drinking, I was just asking, guys, can we now go back to South Africa and don't fall back into the trap where somebody talks cock and you keep your mouth shut and you just say, ah, oh, everything is f***ed up in South Africa. Can you say no? But no, 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 we can fix it. Let's give this guy a chance. And whatever, if you're a farmer or if you're, I don't know, if you're a teacher or if you're just a rugby player, can you take this away from rugby? Because people will listen to you. And if you're not an outgoing person or somebody who can talk like that, call a guy aside and say, hey, stop talking about our country, man. Let's make a plan. Let's listen to what this guy is saying. Let's start living it outside the rugby. And all the players said, yes, for sure. You know, of course, that's what it... The people carried us through that World Cup. It's the people. Although they weren't there, yes, we felt it. And I just felt, let's give it back now, not just through rugby.
It's more than just rugby. Gareth Whittaker is the producer of Chasing the Sun 2. It was always more than just rugby, was it, Gareth?
Hello, Lester. Of course it was, man. It was so much more than rugby. It's who we are. It's the soul of South Africa. And just what a wonderful story to be part of there.
Gosh. I know I told you last time I spoke to you that I questioned the title because I thought it had a connection, the 2019 documentary, or the documentary on the 2019 World Cup. I thought it had something to do with Japan and House of the Rising Sun in Japan. But then I listened more attentively to the opening of this series, and it's that quote, that speech of Nelson Mandela: I am the product of Africa and a long cherished view of a rebirth that can now be realized so that all of her children may play in the sun. And with reflection of that, I just think it's a series that embodies South Africa, and also importantly the finale released in the week in which we celebrate 30 years of democracy in this country.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Lester, for being so supportive and for being so encouraging. You know, that's what we need, right? We need as many of us trying to build in this country. And I think that's what the Springboks have shown us, that if we come together and build and focus on being world class, focus on being world champions in our own small space, just like Imtiaz spoke about at the end of the documentary. Yeah, that's what we need to do to build this unbelievable place into an even better one.
But it's not just South African viewerships and viewers, and I know those who are privileged to have a Mnet decoder or a DStv subscription, or me that steals my mother's streamer online subscription because I give her my Netflix, so I use hers. But around the world, I'm seeing people in France, in Ireland, New Zealand, I'm seeing YouTubers with their reviews on Chasing the Sun 2. It's a South African story, but I feel it's had global resonance, particularly the season 2.
Yeah, it really does seem to have had incredible global resonance. And I guess that's a really positive thing for SuperSport, because SuperSport are the guys who've backed this from the word go, from the very beginning of season 1 and through to season 2. And it just shows that we as South African content creators and media businesses can make best in the world stuff. And the reviews have been insane, man. It's been so, in some ways, a bit overwhelming. People just seem to really love it. Englishmen, Scotsmen, Irishmen, they're just, yeah, it's been wonderful.
I see one review from the On the Ball podcast in Ireland. They've questioned themselves and asked, was it us that G'd up the Springboks for the World Cup? Because I think it was in episode 2 or 3, which focused on the Ireland game. And in his team talk, Grussy played the box. This is what the Irish are talking about you. And you reference that in the documentary. And now these Irish podcasters say, is it because of us that the Springboks won the World Cup?
Well, it's not, firstly. It's because of us that the Springboks won the World Cup. But I suppose that's part of Jacques and Rassie's genius, right? They have these many different ways to build meaning and to fire the guys up, and I'm pretty confident that that's all just part of the system and part of their plan.
It's available still and will be for a long time on SuperSport on DStv. But there are many saying this product, because we can modify it, but this experience of 5 episodes of Chasing the Sun 2, it needs a global reach. What is there any plans to open it up to an international streaming market? People are asking. There is a rugby documentary based on the Six Nations tournament currently on Netflix. I've watched it. I'm not as inspired by it as I was by Chasing the Sun 2. But what are your plans? Is it exclusively on SuperSport? Are you thinking of having an even broader global reach? What is the plan?
Yeah, so for the time being, our focus was really about producing this for the South African market. You would have seen the sort of tagline of the show is for South Africa. SuperSport and DStv are the guys who funded it, and you know, having the best content in the world is fundamental to their business model. And so for the time being, South Africans have the opportunity to watch it on DStv Stream, and the packages on DStv Stream are unbelievable. You know, so that's where it is for the time being. And then, you know, watch the space.
Also, watch all the pirates online. I'm just saying. I've heard.
That people definitely are pirates, and piracy has its complexity. I suppose the slightly positive thing is that we're making the kind of shows that people really want.
Of course, Gareth Whittaker. Again, congratulations. Excellent 5-episode series. And as Damien Phillips has said, there'll be a part 3 going for the 3-peat in the 2027 Rugby World Cup.